Are you hearing me? Can you imagine you just pass it to say, wow, windows of heaven. What are these windows? If your scripture talks them, it means they exist. Are you there? Can you imagine David, I mean Jacob, when he was sleeping at Bethel, when he woke up, what did he say? He said, this is the gate of heaven. Am I talking to you? What did he say? Meaning to say they exist. He says, this is a gate of heaven, and I knew it not. And he called the place Bethel, and he said, it's a gate of heaven. And Jesus says in the New Testament, he says, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Meaning gates exist, either of hell or of heaven. So we spoke about this topic. Gates are entry points. The enemy will look upon you and see which entry point must I use with this woman. Should I use an economic gate? Should I use family gate? Should I use... Now we spoke about all these gates and we spoke about them in depth. And we actually have this knowledge of these gates. And we will not stop talking about them because they are not gone with the teaching. They exist in the spirit. They are there. And we now began to talk about wars. And I spoke to you as well to say the purpose of watching over the gates, it is when you begin to understand the prophetic alarm. When you begin to know what happens in the prophetic when God blows warnings. And we spoke about this in details. And I told you the reason why we are supposed to learn about the gates, it is because God has made us to be watchers, people who are supposed to discern and to know what's going on. Remember, right? I gave you, if you remember some of you, I gave you the Issachar code using the questionnaire where you actually ask to find out, to discover, because you can't be in a prophetic ministry and fail to understand the times that you are in. You're supposed to learn and to know what's happening with my family. What season is this? What's going on? Is this problem I'm having, is it the devil or is God? Is it an awakening? I have dealt with so many problems in life where somebody comes to say, Papa, pray for me. I want my doors to open. And I would look at the person and I would actually know it's not the devil closing the door. It's God himself. And some, it's not all gates that are closed by the devil. Some gates are closed by God. Now imagine you standing there and say, I rebuke, I command this gate to open. What God has closed. And you are coming to try to open it. That's why discernment in the prophetic ministry is of vital importance. So when I'm teaching you like this, I want you to understand, to mature into the prophetic, to know, so that the prophetic, it shouldn't just be a thing of a prophet. It must be your living. It must be your thing. You must live in it. I'm talking to somebody, right? Now, so we spoke about the gates. We actually said, all right, and I'm going to just give you maybe for 3 minutes, all right? We spoke about... being a watchman. And we said, we opened Ezekiel 3 verse 17, where God says, I have made you what? A watchman. And we spoke, this word is the word Ra. All right? It also means what? Shoma. Shoma is a word, Ra is a word, and all these words, they simply mean someone who watches intentionally with a purpose to act. Now, that such a person is known as a guard. If you have a guard at your home, this person will be called a watchman. In other words, he will be watching to see what's going on, and then he has to act. Are you there, right? Now, so we spoke about this person. Now, this person, right, is positioned in three places according to the scriptures and according to God. The first place this person is positioned is on a gate. And the second, this person is positioned on the walls. So if you look at this, you will see we have gate, we have walls, and we have towers. So what God does, if he calls you, Jesus Christ said what? He said, watch and pray. Right? Now, get this. So Jesus is confirming what is in Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 17, where God says, if you fail to watch, he said, if you watch and then something wrong through happens, I will put the blood on you. Meaning to say, a watchman is a person who's supposed to actually act. Now, scripture tells us that, I love this, watch and pray. Meaning, if God wants us to watch, he's actually literally meaning we should ra or we should shoma. Now, the principle of being a ra, it is a principle of a person who's watching with a purpose to act, which is similar to the word shoma. But shoma, it is not to act. It is to sound an alarm, okay? Which similarly, they are almost the same. Now, I gave you this to say when the people of Israel, when they are preparing to protect their country, they would put watchmen over the gates. That's why the whole Jerusalem had a wall all around. The reason was, at the gate, there were people. And he who controls the gate controls the city. When you are under siege or when you are besieged, surrounded by soldiers, once they take over the gate, it means they are controlling what we call supply chain. Now, meaning to say you cannot have things enter or things come out. And I told you this, when the enemy controls your gate, he also controls your supply what? Chain. He controls your cash flow. He controls what must come in or what must not come in. We saw in the scripture when there was hunger during the days of Elisha, scripture says that it was so bad that people began to eat one another. And the reason why they were eating one another is because they couldn't come out of the gate to buy things because they were under siege by the Syrian soldiers. The Syrian soldiers had possessed, occupied the gate. This is why a prophet prophesied to say by tomorrow morning, the wheat, the amount of wheat will be sold at a shekel. By tomorrow morning at the gate, people were shocked because at the gate, that's where soldiers were. Am I talking to you? But scripture says the lepers who were sick and they were took out, they were taken out of the city and they were put in an isolated place. They said, we cannot die with hunger. Let's go at the gate. When they were going at the gate, what happened? The soldiers who were staying there, the Syrian soldiers who had besieged the gate, when they heard the voice of the lepers, they ran and left everything at the gate. Am I talking to somebody here? And people the following day began to buy cheap things at the gate. Why? Because the enemy had left. Hunger disappeared. Poverty disappeared. Problems disappeared. Because the right owners took over their gates. If you take over your gate, what was stopping the supply chain will come out. If you take over your gate, what was blocking your miracle will come out. You'll be able to control as a watcher. So we spoke about the gates. However, it's not only a place of concern. We also have the walls. Because you may be staying at the gate while your walls have been breached. And why are we using gates, walls over you? Because scripture says you are a city built on the hill. So the same concept of the city is the same concept of you. When the enemy is approaching you, he approaches you as a city. When angels are approaching you, they approach you as a city. When God is approaching you, he approaches you as a city. So your city must be fortified. Your city must be secured. Somebody shout in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now get this. So if you don't watch over your gate, the enemy can actually stop things at your gate. And this is why we have people right now who don't know what's going on in their lives, because they do not have the control over their gates. This is why Jesus said to Peter, I give you keys over the gates. I'm talking to somebody. He said, I give you what? This is why God said to Abraham, your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. Why? Because he who controls the gates controls the city. Come on, I'm talking to somebody right here.
That's the day.
So if your life is not being controlled, if you're wondering why things are being blocked, something suddenly is happening at your gate. If you prayed, and I told you this, do not just make prayers as prayers. You must make intelligent prayers. You understand? Make what? Intelligent prayers. Now, I told you this, that we do what we call prophetic reconnaissance. Prophetic what? Reconnaissance. Daily surveillance. Where we begin to check, is my gate invaded or not? Being a watcher, we use all materials available. It's a best guard does not only use his eyes. They also have got cameras. Are you understanding? They also have got what? Cameras to monitor. You have to monitor your gates properly. Some of you, your gates are actually invaded. You're under siege. You are surrounded. Someone has taken over your gate. No wonder your miracle is not coming. Somebody say, I am a gatekeeper.
I am a gatekeeper.
I clear my gates.
I clear my gates.
See, you are talking as if you love what's happening at your gate. Now, are we here, right?
We are here, Daddy.
Now, just get this information, because this teaching is very interesting, because it makes people become prophetically intelligent. Now, understand this. If I look at somebody, when somebody's telling me to say, Papa, I'm back, I look at the person and I know exactly what's happening. Let me show you something. Okay. Not only do we control the gate, we also control the walls. The walls are very important. The word walls in Old Testament, they are also known as hedges. A hedge. In the ancient civilization, they were not building walls. They would actually plant hedges. Hedges are trees of protection, which are planted close to each other. And for you to penetrate, you can't, because they act as a wall. I gave you a scripture. Because of time, we'll not be reading them. All right? Where the devil told God to say, the reason I can't touch Job, it is because he has got a wall of protection. Now, that tells you that you have a war. That tells you that wars in the spirit exist. If the devil went and monitored Job and discovered he would not attack him because the man had a hedge. Somebody say, I'm here, prophet.
I'm here, prophet.
That tells us that the walls are beyond the understanding of structural components. It is not just a pillar. This is a spiritual fortification, spiritual cover that God gives us. And you may not actually know it, but there are things which were supposed to happen to you, and they are failing to happen to you because they are meeting the hedge of protection. But this hedge, it is not only one. There are different fortifications. And we spoke, God can give you a wall of protection. God can give you a wall of family. Because what is a wall? A wall is anything that can act as a defense to protect you from harm or danger. So we have got physical walls and spiritual walls. And I spoke to you about these walls. Financial walls. God can actually give you money as a defense. We opened the scripture which says money is a defense. So God can raise up these things around you that even if the enemy wants to attack you, but he fails because you have money as a wall of protection. This is why when the enemy wants to attack you, the first thing he will remove are walls. Once he removes the wall of finances, he knows he can attack you. He will attack you and you have nothing to defend yourself. This is why we are rebuilding the walls. Ah, yeah, I'm trying to talk to somebody. Family is a wall. The devil knows that family is a wall. That's why there are so many problems in many families. Why? Because the devil knows to say, if this man will have a good family, if this woman will have a good family, if these kids will grow up in a nice family. So what the devil will look at is to come and breach the wall. Listen to me. Listen. When I am telling you these things, I want you to have an idea where you are inside a wall, inside the fence, and this whole screen is a wall. Another one comes here of the same nature to stand here. Another one of the same nature is standing here. So have that in your mind. So you are surrounded by different pillars and they are making one wall. Now, look at this. So this wall is of family, finances, okay, ministry, okay, and then they go, health. Now, if the enemy can just come, it doesn't matter. He doesn't touch the rest. But if you only remove family, he has an entry point. If you come and only remove the spiritual wall of prayer, because prayer too is a wall, it's a spiritual wall. If he removes it, it means he has got access to come in. That's what scripture says, do not give the devil a chance. Other versions, it says, do not give him a foot. Don't give him a foothold. Because what happens in the spirit, God will raise up walls to surround you. This is why when God said to the devil, he said, you can touch Job if you want. Are you here? You can touch Job if you want. He said, no, remove the hedge first. What was the hedge? God says so simple. He said, go and remove it. When the devil came, the first war he removed was family. All his children died. Eventually, his wife left him. The family war. All his finances, gone. Financial war. I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. Are you understanding?
Yes, Daddy.
Until Job became a nobody. And God said, the only one that you will not touch is his life. But whatsoever could give Job security was removed. His spiritual life was intact because God said, do not touch his life. But what about his health? The Bible says he had wounds the whole body. His health wall was removed. So when we speak of wars, we are talking about this war has been made with different components. Health, finances, family, prayer, this. Even if the devil just removes three, you will feel the heat. Because the enemy comes in. Jesus says, the devil is like a thief who comes at night. Am I talking to you?
Yes.
And when he comes in, Jesus says what? He will bind the owner and take whatsoever he wants. So when we are speaking in the prophetic ministry, listen to me. When we are dealing with these issues and this subject matter, it is very important to understand that I'm teaching you like this. You are able to see, to say, you know what? I think my war has been breached in this area. Some of you, in fact, both health gone. Finances attacked. Family attacked. Somebody say, I'm rebuilding my walls.
I am rebuilding my walls.
Say it with the holy anger.
I am rebuilding my walls.
Somebody say, we speak reinforcement.
We speak reinforcement.
Over our walls.
Over our walls. My God.
Now, so I spoke to you to say now, when we group with them in the spirit, these walls, we no longer call them a financial war. We no longer call them healthy war. We no longer call them no. We begin to call them by spiritual and prophetic names. And the first name we called them yesterday, it is the war of Baca, which was Psalms 84, verse 4 to 6, where David talks about that there is a war in the spirit known as the war of Baca. This war, it is found at the valley of Baca, where when you are going to face the enemy, once you go through this war, soldiers would be defeated. What would delay them was the war of Baca. But scripture says, those who put their trust in the Lord, they will change the Baca environment into joy. Because the word Baca simply means weeping, crying, tears. So there is a war, a prophetic war in the spirit known as the war of tears. When I meet a person, when they're telling me a story, I actually know to say what she's talking about. The enemy has raised up a war of what? Baca. And this war is raised by the enemy when he raises it. And to David spoke about in Psalms 84. When the enemy raises it for you, what normally happens with you is that, one, you are stopped. Remember, the war can act in both ways. Either to block the enemy, or the enemy can raise a war against you. Am I talking to you? Either the walls are protecting Jerusalem, or walls are blocking the people of Israel from entering Jericho. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Either the walls are protecting, or they are blocking Israelites from entering. So it's either the walls are for you or they are against you. So if the enemy raises this war, normal is to delay you. Now I told you this, it's a military tactic that even soldiers use. When soldiers are coming from afar and they want to invade a country, or they want to invade a position where soldiers are, they will simply block you by putting landmines. Now, when you are coming with your tanks and you begin to hit landmines, you are forced to what? To stop. Right there when you stop, they ambush you. So many people right now, the enemy stopped the progress of what you were doing. And you have no idea what's happening. But he knows when I stop them there, then I can begin to throw every type of missile. And you are hopeless because you have got no progress, whether it's marriage, whether it's finances. You have no movement. Everything is stuck. And the enemy can throw debts, can throw anything over there, and they'll be hitting you. Scared missiles will be hitting you. Scripture tells us that this place in the spirit of Baca, it says that those who put trust in the name of the Lord, they will change the Baca experience into testimony. Tonight I declare,
Oh, yes.
A war of testimony is being raised.
I receive, my God.